This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why brands fail on social media, and how to fix it. When brands blow it online. The real communication problem. What happened? Several major brands have stumbled publicly on social media, turning minor missteps into full-blown reputation crises. The pattern is consistent: a tone-deaf post, a clumsy response, then a spiral that costs far more than the original mistake. These failures are not bad luck. They are the result of specific, avoidable communication decisions made under pressure. The communication angle. Here is the question every brand manager needs to answer before touching a keyboard during a crisis. Are you responding to fix the problem? Or responding to protect your ego? That question matters, because most social media failures are not the original post. They are the response. Brands get caught in a defensive crouch. They qualify, they deflect, they use passive language like mistakes were made or we're sorry you felt that way. That language does not apologize. It signals that you are more concerned with legal cover than with the person you hurt. Audiences are not stupid. They read that signal instantly, and they punish it. The brands that recover fast do one thing differently: they name the mistake specifically. Not we fell short of our standards, but we posted something that was offensive and wrong, and here is exactly why we are removing it. Specificity signals ownership. Ownership signals accountability. Accountability is the only currency that buys back trust after a public failure. There is also a timing problem that almost nobody talks about. Brands wait. They form committees. They loop in legal. Meanwhile, the story grows without them. Every hour of silence is an hour the internet writes your narrative for you. The brands that win crises treat the first 2 hours like a fire drill, not a board meeting. Speed with substance beats perfection delivered late, every single time. Finally, the recovery message itself needs to be short. Most brands overexplain. A long, tortured statement full of corporate language makes you look guilty of something worse than the original offence. Say what happened. Say why it was wrong. Say what changes. Stop. Three beats, clean and direct. The audience does not need your entire internal process laid out for them. They need to know you got it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on crisis language gives you a framework for stripping the defensive reflex out of your words and replacing it with a kind of direct, accountable phrasing that actually ends a controversy instead of feeding it. Most people think the goal is to say the right thing. The real goal is to stop saying the wrong things that feel safe but destroy trust. The takeaway. Before your team posts any public response to criticism or a crisis, write one sentence that starts with "we were wrong because" and finish it with something specific. If you cannot complete that sentence without vague language or qualifications, you're not ready to respond yet. That single sentence is your anchor. Every word of your statement should support it, or it does not belong in the statement. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.